Welcome into the Sunday Spotlight. I am your host, WECO News Director Aaron Harvey, joined by Howard Spiva, and he's going to be talking to us about brain injury awareness. Specifically, though, we're dealing with kids. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
All right. So, Mr. Spiva, good morning and welcome into the program.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm honored to be here, and I look forward to talking with you.
So why do you have an interest in the topic of brain injury awareness?
Well, I'm a trial lawyer, and I've specialized in serious injuries for over 30 years. And back in the 90s, my sister, who has passed away since for cancer, was my paralegal, and she and my wife and I were walking through the office looking at pictures of clients on the wall. And we said, hey, let's put all the kids together. We ended up with over 30 pictures, and they were all brain injuries. And we started talking, and we came to the realization that every single one of those instances were preventable. And so we decided to do something about it. And first thing we did, we ordered hundreds and hundreds of helmets and had an event where we gave them away. And that's where it started. But as time went on, and I looked at studies by the Center for Disease Control, I looked at studies by the Pediatric Association, you know, I learned that the number one cause of traumatic brain injuries in children is in child safety seats in car wrecks. And that became very alarming to us. And also, when they mandated bike helmets for bicycles, the traumatic brain injuries went down 75%. And wrongful deaths went down by 85%. So, you know, we said, hey, this is something that, you know, pretty much every activity that a kid is involved in that's dangerous, skateboarding, bicycle, you know, baseball, football, you know, karate, if they get on a motorcycle, you know, I mean, heck, even bull riders wear helmets. You know, they're wearing helmets. And if the number one cause of brain injuries is in car wrecks, we thought, hey, why not have them wear them in car wrecks? So that's what we've been doing since the 90s. We started this charity called the Justice for Children Foundation, and we give away helmets by the thousands. And we get other law firms to join with us, and we call it our Helmet for Life program, because we will replace that child's helmet at no cost at any time, whether they damage it or they outgrow it. In fact, we send them birthday cards saying, hey, is it time to upgrade your helmet? And so that's a long-winded answer, but you know, basically, we just believe that they're preventable.
Well, this is a fortuitous opportunity for the both of us, because actually, I am a survivor of a serious car accident in which I suffered from brain trauma. Now, I was 16, so I think I'm too old to classify as a child at that point, but knowing what I know and having to deal with the different things that I've had to deal with suffering from a traumatic brain injury, I'm thinking about it, and had I been wearing a helmet driving the vehicle, then maybe I wouldn't have been injured as badly as I was. So we think about that. In Tennessee, it's a state law for anyone on a motorcycle or a bicycle to have to wear a helmet out on the road. So your suggestion is, hey, these children in car seats, these children in the back of these vehicles, they should be wearing helmets as well to prevent brain injuries. It kind of seems like maybe that's common sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and first of all, I'm very sorry that you experienced that. I can tell you, as an attorney that does catastrophic injuries, the most missed diagnosis that exists in emergency rooms is closed head injuries, because, you know, basically it's usually microscopic. A lot of times on kids, it doesn't show up. You know, if you get it in a small child, until they need an executive function, until they get up to like the eighth grade, you don't even know that they have a cognitive deficit, because, you know, I always jokingly say all kids are brain damaged because of the way we behave as kids. But the truth of the matter is our brain doesn't fully develop until we're 21 years of age. So, you know, I guess there is some truth in it that, and the problem is when you get a brain injury, it can affect you, and people don't really know it. You know, they don't know that, that you've experienced this because the doctors miss it. But yeah, I think it's common sense. You know, people a lot of people resist the idea, and they, you know, we don't want government in our life. In Georgia, it took years for us to get seatbelts in pickup trucks because farmers didn't want to have to, you know, seatbelt, unseatbelt every time they got in and out of their truck. School buses don't have seatbelts. I mean, people resisted seatbelts, airbags. I mean, we just don't want the government meddling in our lives. And I think the answer, though, is what we try to do, and rather than mandate it and give people tickets, I think you make helmets cool to where kids want to wear them. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, we built ramps and tried to be Evel Knievel and jump over cars. You would have had to beat us to make us put a helmet on. Now kids put helmets on automatically before they get on a bicycle. And so we're trying to make it cool. We go to events, we have festivals, we go to churches, schools. As a matter of fact, my staff is out right now at a special needs school giving away helmets and educating the kids and the parents. And, you know, when kids see, you know, guys doing tricks on bicycles or skateboards, or they see police officers on horses or motorcycles, firemen on fire trucks, or military coming in helicopters, you know, they're like, hey, man, that's cool. And so what we do is we give away the helmets. We do it in a festive type event. We're even in parades coming up. We're going to be in the Tybee Island Irish Parade. We're going to be in the Savannah St. Patrick's Day Parade, which just passed New York Parade in size. And we're out there trying to educate folks so that you're putting a child in a child safety seat and you make it exciting. You say, hey, you want to be a race car driver or a karate girl? And we get stickers for them to put on there. We have artists come out and paint the helmets. I mean, I have parents tell me the kids won't take their helmets off when they get a shower. That's rewarding because, you know, you don't know what injuries you're preventing. I think it's a great precaution that we need to at least educate the public.
All right, that's Howard Spiva, and he is concerned about brain injury, and he wants to spread brain injury awareness for this month of March, which is Brain Injury Awareness Month, specifically for kids. And we're going to talk to him more when we get back on the Sunday Spotlight on WECO.